Hi, friends, and welcome to my treehouse. My name is Miss Adventure, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. You can grab a hold of the rope ladder and climb on up to join me. Watch your step, and grab a cushion to sit on. Here at Miss Adventure's treehouse, I love having fun, being silly, sharing stories, making new friends, and in the process, learning what makes Jesus so special, and what makes us so special to him. Today, I've got a friend here with me. He was so kind to join us to answer one of your questions. Friends, do you remember Dr. Don Sense? He's the scientist who tried a crazy experiment to determine if body parts work better alone or together as a team. It's so great to have you here again today, Dr. Don Sense.
Why, thank you, Miss Adventure. I'm pleased to be here.
Did you come ready to answer a question from one of our friends?
I'm always ready for questions. That's how we explore our world, through questions.
Okay, let's see. My friend Zane has a question for you.
My name is Zane, and I live in Montana, and this question is for Dr. Nonsense. Have you ever done experiments with bugs?
What do you say, Doctor? Have you ever done any experiments with bugs?
Yes, what a great question, Zane. I'm guessing that you are a bug enthusiast, as I am. Have you visited my lab without me noticing, Mr. Zane?
I absolutely have done bug experiments. Lots of them. Let's see. My very first experiment with bugs was many years ago. A team of scientists and I sent tiny little bugs called fruit flies into outer space. We wanted to see how they would respond to the lack of gravity and the temperature. And you know what happened?
What, Dr. Sense?
We don't really know. The poor little things got dizzy on the very moment the rocket blasted off and fainted on the way up. They didn't come to until a day after landing back on Earth. We thought they were goners, but nope, they came back to life, so it seemed, that next day. Such a strange experiment it was.
That's very interesting.
And the most recent experiment with bugs was just last year, right after we finished our body part experiment. We were trying to understand how fast bees' wings beat.
Beat like a drum? I didn't know they did that.
No. Beat is another way of saying flap, Miss Adventure.
Oh, I see. Well, how did you do that?
Trial and error, as always. At first, we decided to grasp the poor little fellas with tweezers so we could see up close. They didn't like that much.
After my 35th sting, we decided that was enough and tried tying a string around their thorax so that they would stay close enough to see. Didn't like that either. Got another 12 stings before we changed plans that time. Lots and lots of stings, I tell ya.
Well, did you ever figure out a way to count them?
Oh, right, yes, we did. We put a bee in a tiny room, a box, really. And since we realized with our first two attempts that their wings beat faster than our eyes can actually see, we put a video camera inside with them and watched the footage in super slow motion.
And what did you learn?
190. That's how many times per second a bee's wings beat.
Can you believe it?
No wonder you weren't able to see it with your eyes. That's crazy fast.
Sure is.
And as much as I love bugs, I'm glad that experiment is over. I'm afraid we almost found out how many bee stings an adult can handle in a lifetime.
It does sound like you did.
Well, I have a surprise for you today, Dr. Sense. Today, we have a story about bees. And since we're just using our imaginations, you don't have to worry about being stung this time.
Oh, lovely! I can already tell it's going to be one of my favorites.
Oh, yes, I know that it will. And do you know what else makes today's story special? Today's story was written by an 8-year-old named Owen. And it was a winner in our story creation contest. It's titled, Billy the Bee and the Unexpected Storm.
delightful. I did an experiment once about storms, and yes, I have no doubt, Dr. Sense. I can only imagine what you learned on that one. Zane, thank you for your question for Dr. Sense today. And Owen, thank you so much for all of your hard work creating today's story. And thank you for playing the part of Billy the Bee for us. I also want to say thank you to Ethan for playing the role of Mr. Superworm. You both did an amazing job, guys. And I want to say one last big thank you to my artist friends. Adele, thank you for sending me a drawing of Callie the Cat and Frankie the Frog. Maddie, thank you for sending me a picture of Vinny the Vacuum and another one of Hugs. And Gianna, thank you for sending pictures of Peacock and Peahen, and also one of the Moon. I love them all. If you'd like to send your drawing to me, or record yourself asking a question for one of our story characters, please send them to the email address listed in the show notes. I love to hear from you, friends. Okay, let's jump into the story today. I know you'll love Owen's story. It's called Billy the Bee and the Unexpected Storm. Let's go. One day, Billy the Bee woke up to start his chores, which included sharpening his black stinger and flying away to gather pollen. After sharpening his stinger, he flew off to gather pollen when he bumped into Spot, the ladybug. Spot was so excited to see her friend Billy, and she asked to join him on his chores to keep him company. Billy was of course pleased at this idea and welcomed her along. After gathering pollen from 15 flowers, Billy noticed something. Turning to Spot, he said,
"Hi, Spot. Do you notice that?"
Spot looked around confused.
"Notice what exactly?"
Billy adjusted his antennas and saw a water droplet fall suddenly to the ground. He yelled to Spot,
"Quick, we have to fly home."
Just then, thunder cracked in the sky. They both closed their eyes tightly while flying, scared of seeing the bright lightning. After flying a while, they opened their eyes to see nothing they recognized. They had taken a turn and didn't know where they were.
"Where are we heading, Billy?"
The storm grew more scary as the wind picked up and the rain fell harder.
"We are lost."
"Oh, look!
A hollow log for us to hide from the storm."
They flew over to the log as quickly as they could. They sat in the log together, confused how this had happened. How did they lose direction of home and get so lost? How did the storm come so quickly? Billy turned to Spot.
"At least it's warm and dry in here."
"Spot,"
said Billy,
"I'm scared. We're just kids hiding from a storm.
We need help to find home."
Just then, Mr. Wiggles, a caterpillar, called out behind them.
"Hey, young'uns, no reason to be scared. You aren't alone and you're in luck. I know the way to the only hive in the area. I'm guessing you're from the garden hive."
Billy jumped up on his little insect legs.
"Why, hello, Mr. Wiggles the Caterpillar. Why, yes, we're from the garden hive." "Well, Spot is from the garden, and I'm from the garden hive."
"We would be so grateful if you showed us the way."
They remembered meeting Mr. Wiggles once while their families were having a picnic together at the edge of the garden one day. He was an old friend of both Spot and Billy's dad's. They were lucky he came along.
"Well, wait here for the storm to pass, and then I'll get you two home safely."
While they waited, they made a board game out of wood and stone and played until the storm was gone. After a few games, the storm passed, and they set out for home with Mr. Wiggles leading the way. But it wasn't long until they ran into another problem. Out of nowhere, they came upon a huge garden of Venus flytraps. At first, Billy thought it wasn't that big of a problem. They could just fly really high over the traps. But then he remembered Mr. Wiggles and realized that wouldn't work at all. All of a sudden, a super fast worm poked his head up out of the ground.
"Hey guys, you looked worried. What's the problem? By the way, my name is Mr. Superworm. What's yours?"
"I'm Spot, and this is my friend Billy, and our new friend Mr. Wiggles."
she said, pointing at the caterpillar. We're trying to get home, but Mr. Wiggles can't fly across the flytraps to lead us to our garden. Without hesitation, Mr. Superworm offered to dig them all a tunnel to go under the dangerous garden instead of over it.
Wow, that's very kind of you. That's a great idea.
So Mr. Superworm got to work. The three friends followed behind, eyes wide. It only took him 15 seconds to get to the other side. He was a super digger. They stopped and thanked him for his help.
Thank you, Mr. Superworm.
Thank you, sir.
And kept going. After 1 hour of crawling, everything started looking familiar. They noticed the garden was just up ahead. Billy and Spot celebrated with a happy dance, said goodbye to Mr. Wiggles, and thanked him for all of his help. As they passed the 15 flowers that Billy got pollen from earlier that day, Spot and Billy gave each other hugs and flew to their homes. Billy's parents were waiting for him and gave him huge hugs. Papa Bee said, "Where were you, Billy?" And Mama Bee said, "We were so worried about you being out in the storm." Billy told them the whole story, how they got lost, how Mr. Wiggles helped, and how Mr. Superworm came and saved the day. They were all so happy and grateful. They went inside for dinner to celebrate Billy being safe and sound. That's one clever bee, Miss Adventure. He was pretty clever, but I don't think he would have been able to get himself out of that mess alone after he got lost. I do believe you're right. Those two might still be flying around trying to find their home if it wasn't for Mr. Wiggles. And Mr. Superworm. Owen's story reminds me of a time when my daughter got lost. She was only 2 years old when we visited a big amusement park. We were walking around, headed to lunch, when we pulled our stroller over and were about to head into a restaurant. It started raining and we all rushed inside. When we got in line to order our food, I looked for my little girl and she was nowhere to be found. Oh no, how scary. I bet she was so scared. She sure was. We found her right outside and you know what? She wasn't by herself. A very, very kind lady, kind of like Mr. Wiggles was for Billy and Spot, was holding her hand and helping her find her way back to us. I'm so glad she was all right. I can't even tell you how glad I was to find her, and I was so grateful for the lady who was helping her while she was lost. But you know what? That wasn't the only one there helping her. Oh, well, that's good. Who else was there? God. He's always with us. His word promises that he will never leave us. There are so many examples of God telling his people that he will always be there for them in the Bible. One of those is in the book of John, chapter 14. Jesus says, "And he," talking about his Father God, "will give you another friend to help you and to be with you forever. That friend is the Spirit of Truth. The world can't accept him. That's because the world doesn't see him or know him. But you know him. He lives with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you like children who don't have parents. I will come to you." That's a wonderful promise. To a kid that's been separated from her parents, and parents who have been separated from their kid, it's incredibly wonderful news. Really, for all of us. Life is hard and sometimes it gets scary. But just like Mr. Wiggles and Mr. Superworm were there at just the right time to help Spot and Billy, God is always there for us. His word says God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, even lives inside of us. He knows how to overcome every hard time we find ourselves in. And he will never leave us. Friends, I hope you find comfort in that today. That if you belong to God, if you have chosen to follow him with your life, there's nothing anyone can do to take you away from him. And he will always be there. When times are great and exciting, and when times are hard and scary, he will always be there, and we can always trust him. Owen, thank you for helping us to learn that God will always be there for us through Billy and Spot's story. Great work, my friend. See you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.